Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. 25 days, you get to hopefully get the country, begin the process of getting the country back on track. Things couldn't be any worse. You know, it's an amazing thing, the spin. You know, this is nine consecutive months over 8% inflation. Remember, Joe Biden inherited an inflation rate, gross domestic product of 1.4%. You know, you look at everything you buy, every store you go to, and it is a reminder of this failure. Now, the worst part of this, too, is that they are lying to us and have been lying to us the entire time. They lied when they said it was transitory. They lied when they said today's inflation number zero. It's zero. No, it was 8.5%. It wasn't zero. And they kept saying it. Joe said it not once, not twice. He said it repeatedly. Kamala Harris said it repeatedly. You know, and yet it's only 0.2%, Joe says. I'm like, no, Joe, it's the ninth consecutive month that we have a 40-year high of inflation. And as a result, now we have 30-year fixed rate mortgages, you know, going now up to 7%. And when we get the next rate hike, probably another 75 basis points, then it's going to be 8%. And if it keeps going this way, you'll have double digit interest rates. And then the economy, oh, it'll slow down. And many Americans then will find themselves out of work and not the Americans that don't want to work. Here's Joe. This is the last 9 months of just it's the same lying, the same blame Trump, blame Putin, blame anybody but yourself and your stupid economic policies, your new Green Deal socialism, your idiotic, imbecilic energy dependency plan that you have, which is, oh, we'll save the planet. We're going to switch transition to renewable energy. What renewable energy? The technology that they're talking about for the amount of energy we need is not in existence. Won't be for the next foreseeable future, for the next 20 years that I can see. But we won't drill domestically. We won't frack domestically. We won't produce energy domestically. We'll just import it. Oh, from countries that hate us. Saudi Arabia, OPEC plus. The plus is Russia. Venezuela. We'll beg the Iranians. It is bad for national security. We're losing high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. And then, of course, you're paying record prices at the gas pump. Told you they were going back up. Told you he artificially reduced it by putting our national security at risk and tapping into half of the strategic petroleum reserves. That's now at nearly a 50-year low. That was a dumb idea. That's for an emergency. Democrats losing elections is not an emergency. Only to him. It's just, it's insane. But here come the lies, the excuses on cue. Listen.
We saw today's inflation data. 70% of the increase in prices in March came from Putin's price hike in gasoline.
We expect March CPI headline inflation to be extraordinarily elevated due to Putin's price hike.
Right now, and again, part of that, Justice, is lowering cost. Right now, of course, we have the Putin price hike at the pump.
Inflation is a real issue. A lot of it is having to do with the COVID and supply chains, and now Putin's gas tax, essentially, by virtue of his invasion of Ukraine.
So clearly, we are, and Americans are, struggling with inflation. But I don't think anyone predicted Putin's war in Ukraine. The cause of this inflation is the supply chain problems that were caused by COVID, we're still struggling with.
One excuse after the other, never mind the transitory lie. Anyway, David Sokol is with us, author of America in Perspective, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation, which, by the way, I'm deeply concerned about. I am making the case, David, and you tell me if I'm wrong. You're an economist. You know the economy as well as anybody I know. I'm making the case that we have unilaterally disarmed economically by abandoning energy independence. It is sacrificing national security. It is killing off high-paying career jobs. It is one of the driving forces of inflation. We're now paying double what we paid per gallon per gasoline when Donald Trump was president, and it's going to go higher again. It's already up to $6.50 a gallon on average in California. It's going to be back up at $5 a gallon. I told everybody the strategic reserves was a Band-Aid. You tell me what you think.
Well, first of all, Sean, thanks for having me on, and you're exactly right. add to that, you know, back in 2020, you know, some form of stimulus to offset the fact that the government was kind of mandatorily shutting down the economy probably made sense. We could debate how much, but since then, the $2 trillion, for instance, that were thrown into the economy last year, plus the $750 billion totally falsely named earlier this year, the Inflation Reduction Act. I assume they're not using that name anymore, given the results. But, you know, when you throw that much money in, and then you're expecting the Federal Reserve to be able to control inflation through interest rates, well, they have to try. But the administration's got to stop throwing fuel on the fire on the other side. And then your point about, you know, we have a force-fed energy crisis. America today could be producing 2 million barrel equivalent more a day had the Biden policy just not been put in place. You know, you can't get elected telling people, I'm going to put you out of business, oil company. I'm going to put you out of business, gas company, because they're going to believe you, particularly since you've pretty much put coal businesses out of business. And so, you know, they're not going to be there when you need them. And it's all part of this insane environmental strategy that has no plan. Just basically the strategy is make fossil fuels so expensive that people will think you're doing them a favor by forcing them to buy electric cars. You know, if you really want to attack CO2, put together a plan, get the American people to buy into a consensus, then get the rest of the world to buy in. Don't just, you know, bankrupt America with no effect to the climate if China and India and everyone else doesn't participate.
You know, it's amazing when you unilaterally disarm. I find this whole thing humiliating, and now it's taken on a whole new significance. What are your thoughts on what Saudi Arabia put out in terms of their statement, the statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, exposing the fact that not only did the kingdom and OPEC Plus, meaning Russia, with OPEC, not only did they deny the request of Joe Biden to increase production, they are decreasing it. And Joe Biden, they revealed, the government of the kingdom clarified through its continuous consultation with the U.S. administration, all economic analysis indicate postponing the OPEC Plus decision for a month, according to what has been suggested, meaning Joe was asking, would have had negative economic consequences. And they further went on to say that the kingdom stresses that while it strives to preserve strength in its relations with friendly countries, it affirms It's rejection of any dictates, actions, or efforts to distort its noble objectives to protect the global economy from oil market volatility. And the kingdom affirms that its view of its relationship with the U.S. as a strategic one that serves the common interests of both countries. They exposed, Joe Biden basically said, delay the announcement, delay the cut, which he knew they were was coming, until after the midterm elections. That sounds like he's colluding with the Saudis, with OPEC Plus, meaning OPEC nations, and Russia. And he's trying to get them to do him a favor before the election.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, last time I checked, it was illegal to get foreign governments to be involved in U.S. elections. And there's obviously no reason other than that the president would be asking Saudi Arabia to delay the reduction. The reality is this administration wants higher oil prices. They just don't want them when it's inconvenient from an election perspective. But every voter out there should be paying attention that he didn't ask them, you know, not to make the cuts. He hasn't, done things in America to help our production increase to offset oil prices. He actually wants higher oil prices. And he was basically telling the American population, and particularly those in lower income and middle income, I don't care that you're paying more for the pump. I just don't want it to affect these elections coming up in November. That should be a loud message.
That sounds like he's colluding with foreign countries to influence the outcome of our election. I thought if Donald Trump did this, what do you think the reaction of the media mob would be and Democrats would be?
Well, they would go crazy, just as they did with the lies from the Clinton campaign about Russian collusion. It didn't exist. They knew it didn't exist. And we've got to get back to holding people accountable, because this type of manipulation of elections is going to destroy our republic if we're not careful.
All right, quick break. More with David Sokol, the author of American Perspective, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation, on the other side. Then we'll check in with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu will join us. We'll talk about General Bolduc and how he's doing, and can the Republicans pick up a seat in New Hampshire for the Senate? We'll get to that. Anyway, look, with the cooler weather, it may be tempting to cozy up, but there's something about fall. Maybe you feel like, you know, we're doing a refresh for your home, get it ready for the holidays. If you want to pick a fall project that will make a big difference in any or every room in your house, go to Blinds.com. Getting new custom window treatments is simple. It's easy. No store beats their prices. You order online. You don't sacrifice style or service. They have a premium selection of Blinds.com of blinds and shades and shutters and drapes. They have my favorite motorized shades. It makes your life that much easier. And if you need help making a selection, their design professionals are always available for live consultations. That's free. If you need help measuring or installing, they got you covered there as well. Remember, no store can beat their prices. They don't have showrooms. They don't have retail markups. And by the way, right now you'll save an additional 40% off site-wide on top of their already low prices. And now through October the 18th, that's four more days, all vertical blinds are 45% off. Just go to Blinds.com, tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
America listens to Sean Hannity, and he's on right now.
All right, we continue. David Sokol is with us, author of American Perspective, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation. You know, it's pretty unbelievable that this is where we now find ourselves. All of these problems we're now facing were so preventable. We didn't need a 41-year high of inflation. We don't need to double our gas prices and even going higher. But you're right. They chose these policies. And what amazes me is there's no... the era of big government is over. The end of welfare as we know it moment for Biden in his future that I can see. I think he is beholden to this radical transition to renewable philosophy, in spite of the fact that the technology is not there to provide the lifeblood of the economy like fossil fuels does. That's it. They're living in a fantasy world, and they're making every American pay dearly because of their adherence to this religious cult of climate that they believe in.
Well, you can only assume they're doing it to cause a major disruption in our economy so that they can enact additional ways to control and take power away from the people. You know, the reason that Adam and I wrote the book, American Perspective, is to remind people that our founding fathers were brilliant, and they put checks and balances into our system. And those checks and balances are being eroded every day by this president and the Democratic Party, sadly. And we've got to stand up. I had a conversation yesterday. A 31-year-old approached me, someone that I've known, but he said, David, why are you opposed to the president giving away $10,000 and $20,000 for tuition payment and forgiving those loans? And I said, well, let me ask you a question. If the president raised your interest rate 2%, would you be good with that? Well, he doesn't have the right to do that. Why? Where does he have the right to forgive your loan? Those are my dollars, your dollars. They're every taxpayer's dollars. He has to have Congress's authority to spend that money. Now, you wouldn't like it if he raised interest rates, but you're fine with him. And the individual actually said, gosh, David, I never thought about it that way. You're right. He either does have the right or he doesn't. We've got to take away this authoritarian mentality where the Democrats think they can just do it, even when the court tells them they can't and even when Congress tells them they can't.
Oh, you have Democrats openly saying they're not going to agree or abide by Supreme Court decisions. Even the guidance on dating ballots in Pennsylvania that the court put out, we're told that Pennsylvania officials are rejecting the Supreme Court's guidance, just like other states are rejecting the Supreme Court's opinion on the Second Amendment, just like Joe Biden bypassing co-equal branches of government and the legislative process and the legislative branch by just, you know, unilaterally by executive fiat saying we're going to forgive student loans. Now, that's being challenged in the courts. I think he will lose. But the fact that he's doing it, trying to do it in that authoritarian way, as you say, is scary to me.
Yeah, and he's doing it knowing he can't do it. He knows the court will overturn this. But why is he doing it? To garner votes in November. If it gets overturned in December or January, he doesn't care. You know, that's a new chapter in American politics where we have an administration that does things they know are wrongful just because it'll get them votes, and then it'll go away later, and they'll say, oh, gee, it's Republicans' fault. You know, the American people need to stand up. And by the way, I'd say the exact same thing if a Republican was in president.
Yeah, I'm with you. We really appreciate you being with us. David Sokol, author of America in Perspective, Defending the American Dream for the Next Generation.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.